Hello, and welcome to The Human Now, where we're discussing ideas around what it means to be in this state of time, and most importantly, making positivity louder. No matter where you are around the world, welcome. No matter what you're feeling or what mood you're in, we hope this episode helps lift your vibration today. I'm Cash.
And I'm Perry.
And this is The Human Now.
Do I look at the camera when I say that? Or?
Yeah, we've got to look at the people.
Look at the people. How you feeling?
It's Thursday.
Thursday. I'm excited. We've got a special guest in the studio. probably not going to say anything, but I just want to acknowledge that there's a presence. Yeah. There's a presence in the room.
He's a favorite from way back.
He is.
But he's actually helping us in the background. Mm-hmm. So he's still part of the works and the movement and everything we're about.
Yep. And so he's in the room this week. Hopefully next week he's in front of the camera.
That's baby steps, man.
All right. So today on the show,
yep,
we're going to check in on our morale, mm-hmm, as we always do.
Yep.
Then we've got a new segment called Thinking Out Loud.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about what ticks us off.
Yeah. We are human.
We are human. ticks is probably a nice word for what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But you can replace that and can interchange that with whatever you feel is appropriate for you at home. And that's our show.
Nice.
Tell us, where's the morale at? How are you feeling?
I'm actually feeling quite tired.
Yep.
Had a bit of a late night with work and it's coming down to Christmas, end of work year. So everyone's just, it's like the last 2 weeks before the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just wants to get everything in. And then in the last 2 weeks, they all realize that time's run out. So then they all calm down. So I'm waiting for that.
Yep.
But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. So probably right now, probably at a 5.
At a 5?
Yeah.
I think that's an all-time low for you.
Mm.
Not good.
That's all right. But we're in the space. So hopefully that
definitely
helps to lift the vibe. Yourself?
Pretty good day. Pretty good week so far. Yep. I think I'm sitting at a 7.
Mm-hmm.
7, 8.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Before we get into it,
mm-hmm,
I do have something for you.
Right.
to hopefully lift your mood at least 1 point.
Okay.
I've got you a gift.
Hmm.
Mm. And it's nothing big.
Right.
But it's something that I think will hold or stand as a daily reminder or representation of everything that you've built here.
Okay.
So I'll hand it over to you and then as I continue to talk. So I think it's very clear that the human now colors are what they are because of what it represents for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow is a very happy color for you.
Yep.
So I saw that. I thought of you.
Yep.
And I've also got one on as well.
Oh, nice.
And so I thought it can act as a, like I said, a daily reminder of just the positivity. I saw, I think it's Simon Sinek.
Yep.
Who has that clasp is a bit funny, but
mm-hmm,
we can talk about that after. He has little splashes of orange and everything, and that's his reminder of optimism and inspiration and all of that. And so I took inspiration from that and got that for you.
Thanks, man.
Merry Christmas.
I got something for you actually, but I really appreciate that. I really, since having the space and with the podcast and yellow is my favorite color and I really, really believe in that color and the space and that's very, very special and very special that you have one as well because this is not just my space. You know, this is definitely our space and our space to grow. So, we got.
I just got a text from the other guy in the room.
Who's
very clearly thinking about the back end, and so he said to describe what it is for the listeners only.
Cool. So it's a pretty much a yellow bracelet, right? It's very clean. In terms of its design, it's very sleek.
Which I know you like.
Yeah. And it's not just like a thin piece of string. It's quite chunky and big. So it's definitely stands as like a reminder, and yeah, I'll definitely wear it.
And if you're not listening, I mean, if you're only listening and not watching, then head over to our Instagram page.
Yeah.
Go and follow it first, and maybe we'll check a photo or something up there.
Definitely.
I actually have three more of those.
Oh yeah.
And so if the guy in the room is worth his weight in, then we've got one for him. But I just thought it's nice to have, if we feel like anyone is coming along this journey with us, then
of course.
To feel part of the team.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely feel feeling full, man. Feeling full.
Cool.
And like I said, you know, I was at a 5. I'm definitely moving up to an 8. And to get things started. Last episode, right? We talked about Perry's been practicing this dance, and since then he's put another video out, and he's gonna practice and show us his dancing skills, because what more better of a way than to lift the vibration than the track of Perry's next video. You've been practicing. You've got Sean Paul temperature.
Oh my god!
And then you got Bruno Mars.
It's not Uptown happening.
Funk.
I'm
Come
telling
on.
You, it's not
the
happening.
People want it.
I'll tell you what. If we hit 1,000, what are we on in Instagram at the moment?
What
followers?
480. Okay, so if we something.
If we hit 1,000 followers,
come on, guys!
By the end of Jan,
wow, yeah,
I will do a video.
Come on, like it has to be like copy, eh?
Yeah,
costume and all.
Well, I don't know about costume and all. I will definitely recreate it.
Sweet. Okay, come on. Can the world please help me? Because I want to see, and I know the guy in the room wants to see this as well. But this is definite. When I see those videos, man, that definitely helps me to lift the mood. So if you haven't seen, again, go over to our Instagram, and they're up on our stories every now and then. And I tag Perry in it, and yeah.
Oh god.
Hopefully we can get a video recreated out of this.
Yeah, yeah. Just on the last episode, we talked about some movies. I actually watched The Internship.
Oh, nice.
I really, really liked it.
It was good, eh?
Yeah, very, very cool movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a nice way to say, you know, like, I feel like as we are young people, like, you know, and I kind of often see it sometimes with my own parents, you know, mm-hmm. when they come and ask you like, oh, how do I do this one thing on my tablet and stuff like that?
Yep.
Like, not to forget that there's a whole bunch of growth and learning and wisdom that comes behind them as well.
Sure.
And just because they're not up to date with this, it doesn't mean that they're up to date with the rest of life.
Correct, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Okay. Moving into thinking out loud. So, yeah, we put it out to the community to just see if they had any questions. And we had some responses come back, and we thought we'd share them or address them on the show. So one of our listeners actually sent in a question, which was, why is success defined by a few people and everyone else just strives to achieve that? So I'll read it again. Why is success defined by a few people and everyone else just strives to achieve that?
So just before we move on.
Yeah.
The new segment is called Thinking Out Loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, Akash.
Right.
But I can't think without my thinking hat on. So.
Oh my gosh. What? Man, this guy's just full of surprises today.
I thought the first clue would have been.
oh my God.
With put my bag.
Nice. Thinking out loud with our thinking hats.
With our thinking hats on.
Mm.
All right. Okay. Let's go through the question again. Sorry. I was trying to find a segue, man. into our the hats.
Nice.
So go again. That's all I got, by the way. That's it. I'm sorry.
You never know with Perry, eh?
No more.
I think I'm definitely moving up another level. We're at about a 9. Cool. Okay, so why is success defined by a few people and everyone else just strives to achieve that? And we asked for a bit of context behind this as well, just because we wanted to make sure we're kind of answering or know where the question is coming from. So the response we got was, of course, so everyone has a different opinion on what success should be, but there always seems to be one ideal, like you should be married with kids by a certain age, own a home, or make X amount of money by a certain age. But why can't success just be making it out of the door without spilling a coffee on yourself or focusing on your career? I think it came from being 32 and people having an opinion on what a successful life should look like when you're my age. But why can't getting a promotion just be as successful as getting married or having a baby?
What are your thoughts?
I agree. You know, and what it did is it actually made me think about what my measure of success is, what I think success is right now. Because, yeah, I'm a young professional, recently married in my own home. And, like, that's a lot of things to have achieved. And, you know, there would be people in the same place. And for them, that's not success, you know. I think to me, and going back to what the original question is that success is defined by a few people and everyone else just strives to achieve that. I think that's putting some form of expectation or happiness on the outside world, you know, and you're saying that your measure of who you are and how successful you are is based on what other people are kind of defining as success, like for them, because you can't control them, but they're kind of saying to you that, like, you should be at these milestones in life because everyone does it, you know? But I think internally, if you don't let that control you, well, that you don't let that being be a defining factor in your measure of success, then it's in one ear and out the other. Because I've been in a room where I've had the whole room ask me when I'm getting married. I've had my granddad next to me.
When is that happening, by the way?
Sorry?
Kidding, sorry. Yeah.
You know, I've been at a wedding, and I guess for, like, our culture, you know, we can only speak about that. Well, like, what we know. Like, getting, like, young people or people in their 30s and not being married, and then parents, like, getting worried, like, what's wrong with my child? There's nothing wrong with your child. It's just maybe their priorities are just different. You know, and it's, I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with anyone, like, if they haven't made those milestones, because again, that's just the generalized idea of what milestones could be. It doesn't mean that if you're going to get X, Y, Z, that you're going to be happy. You could be married. You could be living in a home, you know? And yeah, if you could still be very miserable.
Just on that, like, you could look at someone externally and they might have ticked off all those milestones on whatever time that you think they should hit it at. But if you were to ask them, some people still don't feel successful. So the question is, why is success defined by a few people and everyone else just strives to achieve that? I think I would almost flip the question and say, ask this person how they define success, because that's the only definition that matters. And the second question is, why does it matter how other people define success? I think success is like a very personal journey, right? Like, there's only, it is your journey. But obviously there's societal pressures of basically what this person's saying, going to be married, and like what you're saying. Hey, when are you having kids, by the way?
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think you've said it. I think we just got to define what success is to us. And it might be not spilling your coffee on yourself.
Yeah.
It might be getting your workouts and whatever it is.
Yep.
I think that's the only thing, that's the only measure that matters.
Mm. And being, having the courage to be firm in what you believe, having that conviction, you know. And there's going to be people that are going to be unhappy with your decision.
For sure.
You know, so if you're not married.
Guaranteed.
Then, you know, your parents, out of love, they care for you, you know. And you can recognize that. Mm. But, like, trying to remove yourself from that, you know. And that at the end of the day, it's your own happiness. And, again, that's a massive thing in our generation as well, is, like, there are individuals out there who want to see how far they can go in their professional career before they get married and settle down with a family.
Correct. Yeah.
And each to their own, you know?
Yeah. And like, yes, there are positive reasons for these conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, your parents care about you and stuff like that, but ultimately it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you're defining success by yourself, you've got to, you know, just understand that you've got to embrace the journey, celebrate your achievements, and just remember that success is about living your own life.
Yep.
Whatever that means to you. I don't think it's fair on yourself and to other people to put what success means to you onto other people.
Nice.
Or onto external powers.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
It's only you living your life. That's what I'd say.
You do you, boo.
Yeah.
I think that's it for me, really.
Yeah. Perfect. If you've got any questions that you'd like us to answer on the show, please send them in and, yeah, we'll have a chat about it. And I think also to just ask the community as well what they think what they think about this question. Mm-hmm. And even just to get feedback on how they experience success, what success means to them. And I guess let's just create chat, dialogue.
Yeah. Also how you shut out those factors, those external factors as well. Because we can talk about ignoring them and embracing your own life and all of that until the cows come home, but the truth is that they're there and they're constant.
Yep.
And eventually, no matter how strong you are, they are going to break down.
How do you do it?
Me?
Mm.
Just stay true to who I am and what I believe success is to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yourself?
Yeah, I'll take the having a baby thing for an example.
Mm. Yeah. When is that, by the way?
Mate. The, like us just having moved into our home.
Yeah. So soon, you know, is what you're saying.
Could be. Like, we're just getting used to paying the mortgage, you know, and that has gone up this year. So, like, just thinking, although some people aren't going to see it that way, you just have to think realistically sometimes about what is your situation like. And is, like, me and Jam, we know where we are, you know, and then as long as we're happy with that, then that's all good. And then also just knowing outside of just us two.
Yep.
Who that decision impacts, or, you know, who would, like, whose voices matter. That's what we kind of know. Am I saying that correctly? You know, so like outside of our circle, it's just like our immediate family. As long as, like, we don't take the rest of the world's
co-hosts.
And co-hosts.
Yep.
Your family, mate. But you know what I mean? Like, we don't take the world's thoughts and ideas as the gospel.
Yeah.
It's just what?
Noise.
Just put in the background and you know your truth. So, and so I guess that's one way of applying that.
Cool.
Nice.
I hope that answers the question.
Yeah. All right.
Fingercaps are off.
All right. I like this, man. OG.
Merry Christmas. Don't say that I don't get anything for you.
Respect for the crown, man.
We should get a small one for the avocado plant.
Yeah. I got a seed. We can put one on the seed.
All right. What are we talking about next?
We're talking about what ticks us off. So where this came from is that, you know, like there's this idea that, well, I guess with the human now, you know, it's all about being positive. And I don't know about you, but being positive for 100% of the time is hard work.
Yeah, that's why I don't do it.
And so surely to be human, there has to be something that ticks you off.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that, you know, grinds your gears and that little moment where you're just like, oh, actually, I just need a wool sigh a little bit,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But when you're in that moment, man, like the emotion takes charge. No intellect, no thought whatsoever. Mm. Body's just slave to the mind.
Yep.
You just say all these words that you probably shouldn't say in front of your kids.
Yes.
What is it that brings you back to earth and reminds you that you're just a human being that ticks you off?
I mean, there's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think there's also levels to it.
Yeah.
Right. So there's like obviously things like, and you're definitely going to cause a fight tonight.
Right.
And there's things like when my wife,
yeah,
leaves things lying around. You saw the David Beckham documentary, mm,
yeah.
And there's that one scene where he's like cleaning the kitchen.
Yeah.
And he goes to Victoria. He's like, oh, do you know where this goes? And she's like, yep. And she's walking out. And then he's like, do you really? She's like, no. And like, that's my life, right?
Right.
That's like, anyway, I don't want to get into too much of it, but just like, there's little things like that, like things lying around or things that were going back and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Grinds my gears, mm-hmm. But then there's obviously more serious things. I don't like when people are disingenuous. Mm. Is that a real word?
I think yeah,
not genuine. The opposite
right.
of being genuine.
Does that tick you off? Though? Does it like flick you like a switch?
Yeah, it does.
Oh.
It does. And I don't want to get into specifics. I'm happy to tell you off camera.
Yeah.
And for you to understand.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like that does.
Mm-hmm.
Just people being fake.
Mm.
People who don't do what they say they're gonna do.
Walk the talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just people basically. Just encompass it with people piss me off. No, but like just, I think the biggest one is that disingenuous.
Mm. Yep.
I mean, there's lots of little things as well. I was actually struggling to really think, like, I feel like the people around me think I'm very angry. But then when I was like reflecting, I'm like, man, there's not a lot of things that like make me seriously angry. There's things that piss me off.
Yeah.
Like my kids. And yeah. But like nothing that's like so serious that I can't pull myself back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, that wasn't the question though. You go. I'll chime in when I think of mm-hmm. something else that pisses me off.
For me, it's, I think I suffer from serious road rage.
Road rage?
Yeah. It's just like, you know when you're coming up to into like a traffic light?
Yep.
And there's a line to go straight and turn and a line to go straight?
Yep.
And everyone just stays in the line to go straight?
Yep.
Like, why don't you go in the line to go straight and turn if you're going straight as well? Then you're just evening out the...
Yeah, but then what happens when you're the one person that needs to turn and everyone's in that line?
They're going to go straight anyway.
Huh?
They're all going
to
go straight.
But if you need to turn...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think... Anyway, we don't need to talk about solutions. Yeah, what else?
When people slow, like, are slowing down because they're trying to look for where to go, like, pull over.
Yeah.
You know, like, come on. People driving slow, people when they just stop abruptly and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
People on their phone.
While they're driving?
Yeah. Or just even at, like, the traffic light and then you just, like, miss the thing.
Mm.
It's just...
EPs.
Yeah, like, come on, get with it. Let's keep moving, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like when people walk slow and you're just like, where's the energy? Come on, we need to Let's keep going.
So those are people who are not courteous.
Mm.
Not aware of their surroundings.
It's like, just come on, just let's get with it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I guess up there, number two is when you don't get the perfect sub.
Oh.
You know?
I had a train. You're talking about Subway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a trainee make my sub the other day. And I said to him, can you clean the knife before you... Most Subways have another knife
yep.
for vegetarian. I said, can you clean the knife
yeah.
before you use it, right? And generally they're like, oh no, it's okay, we've got another knife.
Yeah.
And this guy grabs a knife, and before I could say anything, he was so close, and then the lady that was working with him, was training him, was like, no, use the other knife. But I was just like, I was ready to lose my shit. so ready. Because yeah. I said it to him twice because I knew he was like...
Just a trainee
and yeah. being... very, very slow. But I was understanding of that. But the knife thing was like, I told you. I told you. Yep. But yeah, carry on. Sorry.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, like the power of the sub, it could be so beautiful and so nice to eat, yep. you know, like it yep. can change a person's life. If a little bit of care just went into... the making of it,
oh, good.
You know, and if you're watching, like, I know there's other things going around and yeah. on and around the world, but, you know, this is what the segment's about.
Yep.
And I know everyone listening and watching has something of their own.
Mm.
So no one's perfect,
mm-hmm.
but like just sometimes speed isn't as important as quality.
Yeah.
Because if that sub was perfect,
yep.
I'd go back again.
Right.
You know? And it just feels good. Like if I was making a sub, I'd make it perfect. I'd hope that I'd make it perfect,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's yeah, that's how my, I'd still eat it.
Yeah.
I'd just sit there and complain about it.
Is there any one Subway that makes it perfect all the time?
Not yet.
No?
No.
Okay. That didn't really lead to anywhere then.
No. But yeah, I guess this is just the space for us to just talk about what ticks us off and anything else to add around what ticks you off?
Just people who are slow.
Mm.
Yeah, just people who are slow and like in a conversation.
Right.
And who take 10 minutes to make a point that could have been, I had to overhear a conversation that actually was having with someone in her team.
Right.
And I literally had to walk out because I couldn't take it. I was like, this is a 2 minute conversation and had been going on for like 7-8 minutes. Yeah, but like, yeah, anyway.
And so now we know what ticks us off. How do you handle these situations?
I leave.
Yeah. So you sometimes got to remove yourself.
You got to walk out.
Yeah.
I
know when I'm driving in the car and that person's driving super slow, I'm just like, maybe that's stopping me from getting in trouble somewhere else.
Yeah.
I just gotta, the universe is just saying slow down.
Mm.
So just slow down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. In that moment when I'm like absolutely livid, leaving is the only thing. And
yep.
if that's not possible, then I almost mentally check out.
Yeah.
And then I come back to it later on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, leave.
And breathing for me as well is just like, just stop, you know, like you got to understand it from the other person's point of view.
Yeah.
Like what is their first day on their full license by themselves?
Yeah.
You know, what if it's their first time in Auckland? What if you don't know what their world is like.
Yeah, for sure.
How can we put that anger onto them? Like it's hard and I don't always get it because it's always just like, oh, stuff you.
Yeah.
But the learning always comes back to that, you know, it's just how do we, but I don't know, at the end of the day, man, we're not perfect and we're human. and we all struggle with it. So, just something to think about.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to sponsor us.
Man, if anyone wants to sponsor us, we'll take anything at the moment.
Yep. How are you feeling about the challenges that we set each other?
I feel like mine is the challenge that you set me.
Yep.
Is not a tangible one. It's an emotional one.
Yep.
So whether you want to say it's easier or harder, that's up to you. I'm excited for the outcome.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm sort of just, it's funny because I'm like on the journey, but I'm also watching the journey as well. It's sort of, it's very hard to see. And I think I almost need to step outside of myself and look at myself as a client and say, what are you doing, bro? This is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Let's get it. But I'm excited. I'm excited about your challenges as well.
Yeah. Do I have a timeline?
Let's set one right now.
Yeah.
You tell me, what do you feel is comfortable?
I think the meal I could get done pretty soon. So I think around that Christmas, New Year's time when we've got a break,
yep,
I could definitely.
I think you should take that as your opportunity to practice your stand-up as well.
Yep. I was actually thinking I'd bring the alter ego out for the episode.
Yeah.
But I only got as far as that.
I don't know how I would handle that.
Yeah, and then I guess the e-commerce, I think that would tie in with our goal for next year. So I think definitely using the Christmas break, Christmas New Year's break to do at least those two, I think is something I can work on.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was thinking about it. I think after the last episode, I was scared.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, oh, damn, I said yeah, but now we got to do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to piss Perry off.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that's not achievable for you.
Yep.
I guess it's just a bit of education. And then execution.
Yeah, and I was talking to Darren about it as well. And he was saying with the meal, and I guess that also comes back to me with the whole Subway thing, is that it's making a meal with love. And I think that's the thing about me with just Subway or any fast food actually.
Yeah.
Is like when you're there, I know you don't want to be there and working there.
Yeah.
But like creating a meal from love, and I know that, and now it's I got to do it. So when I make it, and that's what Darren said as well, is when you're not just following a recipe, but actually it's doing it a couple of times, testing out, maybe the recipe says do it, you know, heat something up for 8 or 9 minutes, but actually you need it to go for 10 or 12. It's knowing those little things, knowing what smells, knowing how to balance things out.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm quite interested and excited actually.
Cool.
For the experience. So. Yeah. Yep.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to the last episode.
Yep.
I just want to say you can't make Subways for everyone, by the way.
Now I think I want to do something Indian.
Cool.
I just don't know what it is, but yeah, something OG.
Sweet.
And from our own, so.
Yep. Love it.
It's 10 people. Do we invite some listeners?
If any listeners want to risk eating your food, then yeah.
If you want to come to this dinner, and you've listened to the episode, just send us a message. Tables, seats there at the table.
There's a seat at the table for you.
Yeah. Perfect. All right, man. Anything else to add before we sign out?
Nah, man. I think next episode we're gonna talk about not things that piss us off. that one's a bit of a downer for me.
Yeah, I did feel the energy drop.
Drop, yeah.
But I think it was just important to show the other side of life. Sure.
And we're also on a journey.
Yeah.
We're learning.
So as we've said, we're on a mission to get to number one. I think next year we want it to be our year. So we really need everyone's help to get there. And I've seen just from the stuff we've been sharing on the socials, you know, when we've asked people to help us out and share things, the vibration of the work gets bigger and louder. We can see it through what we're measuring. And so if you take value from the podcast and what we're putting out, every single like, every time you rate, every time you pass on our video or share it within your own community, actually helps our noise to get bigger. And like, we're doing everything we can. We really, really need your help. So if you take value, please, please, please pass on, and just help us out. All the shares, the likes, the ratings, it all counts. And we would really, really appreciate it. And like we said, it's not just so that we can grow, but it's so that we can help you grow. And we get on guests that will help, you know,
make the show better.
Make the show better.
Teach us all something.
Yeah, definitely. So with that being said, I know we started off on a high. Hey, is it happening?
No.
You just bring the vibes. Yeah. So I know we went a bit low today, but there's always light at the end. Thank you so much for the gifts. I think the thinking caps are amazing.
Mm.
Definitely keep that segment in the show.
Definitely.
And we look forward to seeing everyone back here in the same place next time. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. On the floor, from you the one I work this performer. From you the one a man where can't turn you one girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no yam, no steam fish, no green banana.